Harlingen. Federal aid arrives in the Rio Grande Valley. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. In response to the devastating flooding across the Rio Grande Valley, RGV, from March 26 to 28, 2025, a coordinated effort among local, state, and federal leaders successfully secured a major disaster declaration from the federal government. This unified response provided much-needed relief to thousands affected across the region. At a May 27 press conference in Harlingen, U.S. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez confirmed that President Donald J. Trump had approved the major disaster declaration on May 23. Gonzalez described the scale of the damage, over 5,000 homes affected, with more than 2,000 severely damaged, and acknowledged the loss of life and extensive property destruction. Gonzalez announced that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is now operating in the region, with disaster recovery centers established in Harlingen, Cameron County, Sebastian, Willacy County, Weslaco, Hidalgo County, and Rio Grande City, Starr County. He encouraged residents to come prepared when seeking assistance, including bringing identification, social security numbers, receipts, photographs, insurance information, proof of residence, and bank details for direct deposit of funds. He also reminded residents that help is available through his congressional offices in Brownsville, Weslaco, and Kingsville for those needing assistance with their FEMA claims. Harlingen Mayor Norma Sepulveda joined the congressman to highlight logistical details and encourage community participation. FEMA operations began with a soft opening at the Harlingen Convention Center on May 27 and will continue 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. starting May 28. Sepulveda urged residents not to rush or worry about long lines, emphasizing that FEMA will remain in the community until mid-August. She stressed the importance of submitting thorough documentation and correctly identifying the relevant disaster when applying online or by phone. Residents may also apply through the FEMA app. The mayor reminded the public that applicants must prove the damages are connected to the March flood event. Sepulveda also addressed support for small businesses, noting that FEMA is working with the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, to provide low-interest disaster loans to help business owners recover from flood-related losses. She advised business owners to prepare financial documentation, visit the same disaster recovery centers, or apply online. In closing remarks, Congressman Gonzalez reiterated the importance of preparation when submitting claims. He advised flood survivors to collect contractor estimates, damage photographs, and insurance documentation to support their applications. He also reminded applicants to bring banking information to process approved funds efficiently. Residents can apply for federal disaster assistance online at www.disasterassistance.gov, by phone at 1-800-621-3362, via the FEMA app, or in person at designated FEMA centers. City officials urge the public to stay informed through the City of Harlingen's website and social media and Congressman Gonzalez's office, which will continue to offer guidance throughout the recovery process. This press conference marked a critical turning point in the Valley's recovery efforts. Through coordinated action and persistent advocacy, federal resources have been deployed to support families, businesses, and communities across the RGV as they rebuild from the March floods.